So we finally took part in that time-honored experience of watching the Macy's Parade on Thursday. My friend Anne Cansfield, who preached here at St. Michael's earlier this year, is a chaplain with the fire department, and because of that, she was able to invite friends along to a prime viewing location along Bryant Park. I've never watched the parade before, but there we were, hot chocolates in hand, cheering the high school bands, wondering who the celebrities were. Well, the teens in our group knew, but the rest of us kind of clueless. It was a beautiful day, and I have to admit, it was pretty fun. One of those times the big city, New York City, turns into kind of a small town experience. And as I'm sure you all know, the parade, which begins with fall leaves and turkeys, reaches its pinnacle at the very end when Santa and all the Christmas performers make their way to Macy's on 34th Street. Enough with that Thanksgiving spirit. Here come the real holidays. And Santa is here to bring you everything you want, and you can buy it at Macy's. Woohoo! So ready or not, here we are. Santa is installed at Santaland. The holidays have begun. So in response to all of this, we've built in a little more Advent to our worship. In the place of one of the readings, we gave you quiet. You're welcome, right? And we'll offer this the next few Sundays as well, with a little reflection question, some prompts for how to use the time. But please, you can also just sit there and close your eyes. We all need this kind of time. Even just 3 minutes, maybe you can find a way to build something like this into your everyday through this busy season. The season of Advent in the church is a season of preparation, of waiting, and longing for God to be with us, to come and be with one, to be one of us at Christmas. But of course, God has already come to be with us. God always is one with us, even as we can often feel like we are still waiting. The seasons of the church year that go through our calendar, our cycle in the church, express different parts of our spiritual lives that are always true. But it's like we hold up certain elements of those lives at certain times of the year, focusing on spiritual growth, on penitence and confession, on the joy of the resurrection, on the light of God spreading through the world, and so on. All of these are parts of our spiritual journeys all the time, but we highlight them in church at certain times of the year. And so also Advent, the season of waiting for that which has not fully come to pass, is the season that really we are always in. We are always longing for God. We don't always feel like we have God. I've been listening to a podcast these last couple of weeks with the writer and teacher James Finley. For those of you who get the daily email from Richard Rohr, you'll know that James Finley is a teacher along with him in his Center for Action and Contemplation. And the podcast is about the mystic Julian of Norwich, who was an anchoress, which is a solitary who lived in a anchor hold, as they called it, a little cell built onto the side of St. Julian's Church in Norwich, England, in the 14th century. And she was led to this life commitment by a profound vision that she had as a young woman when she was suffering from a serious illness and was on what everybody believed was her deathbed. The priest came to give her last rites and held up the crucifix before her. And as she gazed on the face of Jesus, she had a powerful experience of Jesus' suffering and Jesus' redemptive love. So powerful that when she recovered from this illness, she devoted the rest of her life to writing and meditating on this vision and on counseling others who came to seek her wisdom on their spiritual path. In her work, Julian writes about her vision, which she calls the showings, the revelations of divine love. She says, "I wanted to see more. I was answered in my reason, if God wishes to show you more, God will be your light. You need none but him. For I saw him and I sought him. I had him and I lacked him. I saw him and I sought him. I continued to seek him. I had him and I lacked him." With these words, Julian names one of the basic truths of our spiritual life. We have perhaps some experience, some moment where we get a glimpse of God. Maybe once when we were a small child, maybe in a time of prayer. Or maybe also in a situation where at the time we didn't think of it as God. When a piece of music overcomes us, or our breath catches at the beauty of the sunset, or we find ourselves in tears as we speak with a trusted friend. And maybe it's only later that we come to call it God, this stirring inside us, this spiritual awakening, this feeling of God. But the feeling doesn't stay. And we want to feel it again. And so we embark on the spiritual path of seeking after God. We saw God, we caught a glimpse, and then God wasn't right there anymore. We start seeking after God. We had God, we grasped God all in a moment, and then the next minute, God is nowhere to be found. We long for God, and we have to live in that longing. So that's what we're about here today. We're gathering together in our longing. This time of year is an easy time to get distracted from that. The busyness of the holidays, adding more events on our calendars, the pressures of the year end in our jobs, family drama, money woes, and we are so often easily distracted from our longing. We try to plug that gap, that hole, with other things besides God, trying to numb ourselves with drugs and alcohol and food, or turning our spiritual desire into unrequited romantic love, or our desire for spiritual growth becoming professional ambition instead. But just as the holidays give us all kinds of ways to distract ourselves, they also bring us reality checks as we see that our lives don't stack up to the ideal visions around us. This time of year, we see so many images and pictures of people at peace with one another, in warm and loving families, surrounded by an abundance of good things. And when we are in strife with our loved ones, or living alone or in poverty, or dealing with trauma in our lives, those images can show us all too starkly how far we are from our ideal. So just as the church season of Advent highlights the waiting and the longing that is there in our hearts, the secular holiday season, you could say, highlights all the ways we avoid it. No wonder everything feels so keyed up at this time of year. We feel our longing even more acutely, even while everything around us tries to pretend that longing isn't there. But Julian's words also include the deeply comforting idea that as we seek after God, God is already there. And we can trust that we are exactly where we should be. I wanted to see more. I was answered in my reason. If God wishes to show you more, God will be your light. Or as James Finley words it, God's presence is completely given to you. And the love of God's given to you completely as where you are, not where you think you're supposed to be. And when you do see more, God will be the light in which you will see more. In other words, whether we see God or don't see God, whether we feel God's presence or don't, God is completely present and completely loving us in that moment. It doesn't depend on us getting it right, as if only when we pray correctly or get more religious or have the right focus that God will show up for us. God's love is pure grace here and now. Every year, we come around again to this season of waiting and anticipation. And every year as we do it, we come further and further into the mystery of God's deep and present love for us. And we don't have to do anything at all to receive it. So welcome to Advent again. Welcome to the time when the conditions around us get especially in our way on the spiritual life. And welcome to the time when the conditions around us put us even more firmly on our path. Both of those are true. So take a little quiet where you can find it. And may this time be holy for you, holy in your longing, holy in the emptiness, holy in the wisps of joy that point us towards God. Because God loves you now and always. Amen.
Amen.